What's up, y'all? This is the end. I wasn't here last week, or we weren't here last week, so we're going to be covering episode 12 and 13 of The Americans, including the finale, of course.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Shedding a little tear, guys. Just a little one, not a big one. Al is on vacation, so if you're watching this, Al, I'm showing you the middle finger, but not really. My name is TK Trinidad, and this is the finale episode of The Americans. Even though Big Willie is not here, we have Little Willie.
Little Willie? Hey, a.k.a. Young Camel Toe, Emmanuel Wright. You can follow me on Instagram at Young Camel Toe.
What was
Twitter
that?
At Dear Viz Space. That's the quick, the flick of the wrist. That's the Steph Curry right there. Warriors won, baby.
Okay.
It's lit.
All right. So, what did you think of the ending of season 5?
The ending of season 5, I wasn't really happy with it.
Were you underwhelmed?
I was very underwhelmed. I did kind of like how they... I did like the Renee and Stan scene, though.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that. I was a big Stan of that scene.
So the whole thing with Renee, so Renee's apartment supposedly got flooded, so now she's staying with Stan for a couple weeks. She said 2. He's hoping for 3. We never really found out if she was a spy or not. So do you think that's set up for season 6? Because I think it's one more season that they have to go.
I think Stan is now thinking that she's a spy. Though
really
with that conversation they had, yeah, when she was like, no, maybe you should stay with the FBI because the FBI needs a good guy to stand right up to the bad things happening. The look on Stan's face when she said that was like, wait a second, you might be a spy. Like, I just saw that. I think he called it a honeypot.
Yeah
he was like, huh, wait a second, maybe I'm getting messed up over here.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it in his eyes. He's a good actor.
That would be a really good storyline for next season.
Yeah.
So, gosh, so much stuff going on. Wow. Well, obviously touched on Stan, so let's just go across the street. Let's talk about Twan.
Twan.
And Pasha.
Yep.
Wow. He's
slicing wrists out here trying to kill people. But so, he did it smoothly.
Somewhat smoothly. So essentially, they want Pasha and the family to go back to Russia.
Right.
And Twan just took matters into his own hands, and he told Pasha how to slit his wrists, not to kill himself,
right,
but enough to scare his parents into going back to Russia.
But you have to remember, Pasha was Twan's
best friend.
Best friend and his mission, though. Like, everything dealing with Pasha was Twan's responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
So he took matters into his own hands, and it worked. So before he, before he slit his wrist,
he educated him how to slit his
wrist. Avoid the arteries and everything like that. And shouts out to Twan. It worked. Okay. Maybe it wasn't the best plan, but it worked. And I believe that Elizabeth and Philip would have been for that plan when they first moved to America back in the old day.
They're getting soft?
I think they're getting soft. Twan is... he's like a resemblance of the old Philip and Elizabeth. And I believe she even said something about that.
Here's the issue. Obviously, yeah, you're correct. It worked. But the thing is that what it seems like, Philip and Elizabeth are kind of the head of that totem pole. So Twan should be listening to them, and he's not. So there's an issue. And then even with all that, once that's said and done and now that part of the mission is accomplished, Twan goes behind their backs and sends a report. Because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to send a report. Just make sure, you're going to do this. And this is, it's like, no, I already sent a report. And on top of that, I let them know that, I contacted my brother. And I let them know that you guys are slipping. Like... Mm-hmm.
Twan's on his P's and Q's.
But they chose not to report it. They let Twan know when Twan was going to the Denny's or where it was, right, that they weren't going to report it.
Right.
But he was like, no, I'm going to report that, and I'm going to let them know that you've been slipping.
Well, out. Twan's for the cause. And, that's his character. That's his plot line. That's who he is. He's a new he's not an FBI agent, but he's a new
KGB.
Russian operative. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's supposed to do. That is his job. That's what he's supposed to do. If somebody's slipping up inside of the operation, you're supposed to go back to the KGB and tell.
Yeah, I mean, but if the mission's getting accomplished anyway, does it really matter?
Maybe he wants a pat on the back. Maybe he wants a higher rank or like a different mission or a better mission. Maybe he wants more missions. Maybe he wants to work under somebody else.
Right. You know? Well, it's clear that this relationship or the relationship as father and mother and son, that's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Pasha's going back to Russia. Alexei's staying, but we don't know if he's going to stay in the house, et cetera, et cetera. So it feels like Elizabeth was giving him parting words. Like, you know, I know you're for the cause. I know, you know, you're definitely in it to win it, but you can't do this by yourself.
Get you a girl.
Right. Well, she just said somebody.
You know what would be a hell of a twist?
Paige?
No. If Tuan was, how do you say this correctly? Homo? How do you say this?
Oh, gay?
Yeah. Can you say that now? Is it politically correct?
I think gay is politically
correct. You say gay? All right. Nah, because some people were tripping.
I think homo is, I don't know.
Homo?
Yo, let us know.
Hey, he swings the other way. Maybe Tuan swings the other way. I don't know.
He likes men.
He likes men. I like that. Maybe Tuan likes men.
So, and Elizabeth didn't, like, she's like, yeah, just you just need somebody because you can't do it by yourself. Think of all the times that, well, not too many times, but, you know, Philip and Elizabeth bailed each other out in certain situations where, you know, if one wasn't looking out for the other, they might have died or, you know, they might have been killed. So you definitely need somebody in that. So she's like, have them send you somebody.
But perhaps Tuan is just better than Elizabeth and Philip. Like, what if Tuan could just do it on himself?
Like, yeah, like almost like an assassin.
Like an agent, hitman, you know, 007.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he doesn't have any issues killing people.
He doesn't have any issues now. You know what I mean? But I think, too, that people become more soft once they start a family.
Right.
Because it's less about, you know, them and their life and more about their kids and their significant other. So maybe having a family is bad for a spy, because the reason Philip, I think, really wants to move is because of his kids. He doesn't want his kids to go through what he's going through. I think that's one of the big reasons he wants to go back. I mean, sure, he's reached his breaking point,
right?
And he doesn't want to kill people, but I think in the back of his mind, he's like, man, this is hard for me to go through, and I'm a tough dude, you know. Like his brother said, like, yeah, he was the smartest in the class,
right?
He was like the best. Like, okay, I'm breaking down. Like, wait a second. What about Henry?
Yeah, but I think in Philip's situation, well, in both their situations, if they outline the whole mission to them and all the possibilities, and they actually had a choice. Like, you know, it's like, okay, you can do this or you can live your life, even though their life wasn't that good. So that's why they chose that. So in Philip's case, I think he's probably almost like wishing or hoping that his situation was different, therefore he wouldn't be in the situation he is today. So either way, with or without the kids, it was just kind of almost like a forced error for them to become agents.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, you are absolutely right. Which brings us, you actually mentioned Philip's brother. We saw Mishka.
Misha. I've been saying Misha.
Yes, Misha. I think it's Misha. His son. Finally, again,
which some family.
Hopefully he's going to be in the next season.
Oh, he's going to. Philip's going to meet him. They have to do that.
Yeah, because how did, I think I might have missed it. How did Philip's brother find the son?
They don't say. He was just there. I mean, I'm sure you'll find out in the next season.
Yeah, because as agents, they're not supposed to contact their family. So right. His brother, I don't know if his brother knows he's an agent. I don't know if his brother thinks he's dead. Like, so I don't know. Maybe there's breadcrumbs. Maybe Gabriel.
Maybe Gabriel is helping out. Maybe I was right on that tip.
He has like he's done so much wrong, or he's seen so much craziness that he's now trying to rectify before he dies.
He's trying to bring some love back to the world.
Yeah, so
Gabriel.
Maybe.
All right.
So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah. Martha, too, is she adopting a kid? Or how?
No. Martha's obviously still in Russia. She's learning Russian, and it was just kind of, I think she's coming to resolve now that, like, this is her life.
Okay.
Which I hope to see her next season not be as depressing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you're not going to go back to America. I mean, you're somewhat cute. I mean, you could try to do something.
Do you think she's going to see Philip?
Oh.
You know, because Philip, he's going back.
Is he going to go back?
Yeah, okay. He's going back. No, he's going back. He's not going to stay.
I don't know.
He's going to go back.
Is he going to? I don't know. If this is, if season six is truly the end of the Americans, one of them is going to die. I can't see them saying, oh, we're done and we're going to Russia. And, you know, Henry obviously is going to have an issue, so they might have to leave him behind, or he might be dead. One of those family members has to go. Like, it doesn't seem true to the story if they do. That seems too Disney. Like, oh, we're all, bye, see you guys, we're happy.
But I feel like this season was kind of Disney. Everybody sort of figured a way out of each situation relatively easily.
I feel like this season's setting us up for, again, it is kind of slow on how they do things, but I feel like this season's setting us up for bigger things next season, because we have the Pasha storyline. I'm sorry, not we have the
Pasha's out.
We have the Amisha storyline, possibly Martha storyline. Mm-hmm. So we have those things running. I'm sure we haven't seen the last of Gabriel, and he's in Russia. So all those people are in Russia.
And Oleg?
Oleg
was in the whole season,
right?
But not in the finale.
Right.
What
so
is that?
So we have him too.
Yeah.
All those people are there.
Renee. So we got to see what happens with Renee and Stan.
So we have so many different storylines that, like, big things will happen. Like, if Renee is a spy, then how's that going to, you know, pan out? And is she a spy, you know, for them, against them? Is she a spy against them all? Is she going to rat out?
Well, she with the Chinese.
That'd right. You never know.
She's like a triple agent.
Yeah, is she going to rat out Elizabeth and Philip? Like, all these little things that, you know.
She is the center.
Yeah. she's the center all
she
along.
She is the center. It's like, wait a second. We're all reporting to you? It's like, yeah.
Man, this is like the Charlie's Angels. So there's a lot of different storylines going on with that. So I hope that they're setting us up for something bigger and not for it to be as... It's like they're just dropping breadcrumbs all over the place, which is fine, but, you know... Definitely want a few more bangs and pops all over the place.
Why do I get the feeling that Henry's going to run away? I just have this feeling. He's just going to forget this place.
Well, who knows now, because...
He got accepted.
They said yes. And then when Philip told him no, they were thinking about moving back to Russia. Mm-hmm. But now, at the end of the season, it seems like Elizabeth's like, I can't leave this. Because now she's almost become American to an extent. So now they're not leaving. So it might just be that they let him go. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it all also has a predicate to the fact that if he didn't, he had a sharp growth spurt. Like, I don't know if, because, you know, in some shows, like, they don't anticipate the kids growing up so fast. So, you know, that could play a factor into how they write him in. Because he looks like he's, like, if they start filming season six, he probably looks like he's 18 right now.
Okay.
So... They might just, like, say he went to the school.
He went to the school.
And, you know, that's where he is for the season.
So you really don't think they're going to go back to Russia? Or at least try to go back to Russia? Or maybe go to Russia and then get sent back?
I think...
Like, they're definitely going to Russia.
Yeah. I think midway through the season, they're going to go to Russia.
They're definitely going.
They're
going
to try to go to Russia.
And Philip is going to meet his other son. They have to put that in the final season.
Right.
You can't just have this ongoing.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crappy.
That'd be dumb. So he's going to Russia.
I don't know.
Misha's not coming to America. That's not going to happen.
How do you know?
They're not going to play that whole coming to America storyline again. Just, no.
Well, not, yeah, but not how he went the first time. Like, they can give him a ticket now.
And plus, it's just kind of sweet to just see, you know, the long lost Americans finally return to their motherland.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It just seems too simple. Like,
it seems interesting.
It seems like Claudia would say, yeah, like, you guys are all set up and everything like that. But really it is, they know too much. So, yeah, we're going to tell them they're set up. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to die. And then Philip and Elizabeth figure that out. So now it's just like, okay, well, now they're trying to figure out how to get out of this situation.
See, but what I'm trying to say is, like, they'll do that in Russia, though.
Oh, you know, like, they get to Russia and they realize
Russia,
they have the setup.
Like, oh, wait, it's a trap. And now, bam.
Now they spend half the season trying to escape from Russia.
Or trying to take down the center. Or calling up Stan and being like, yo, we got the center right here, man. We'll join the CIA. We got the plug. There's so many ways that could go.
If they call up Stan after
Or they go to Azerbaijan. Who knows?
If they call up Stan after, I guess it technically would be, so it's like 5 seasons, so maybe like 8 years in the Americans' world. If they call up Stan after all those years from Russia and say, hey, by the way, we're really KBG officers, but they're trying to kill us, so we want to flip. I don't think Stan would be able to handle that on a mental level.
Oh, I think Stan is the man. Stan would be ready for the information. He probably, because, I mean, he assumed something was wrong with them already when he was checking their car.
Yeah, but that was like season 1.
Yeah, but he, in the back of his head, he's always thinking like, maybe, but no. So, like, if that phone call did happen, I think Stan would be like, all right, this is action. We got, like, we're in. You know what I mean? I think so. I want to see that happen. Stan, man. Stay in there, man. Renee and all them, do it. I believe in you.
Oh, boy. Well, like, going back, so we've seen, hopefully, well, I don't know hopefully, but it seems like we've seen the last of Tuan. He's going to go off and do his own thing. The whole Pasha thing is done. He's going back to Russia.
Great.
Yes, so Henry, like we said, he got accepted to school. Philip told him no, because at that point, they had just gotten through with talking to Claudia. Right. Claudia's like, so what's up with this whole thing of going back to Russia? And, you know, they were going. Philip said, no, you're not going. We're staying together as a family, because the intent was for the whole family to move to Russia.
Right.
Which brings in the whole thing with Pastor Tim, because Elizabeth and Philip go to Pastor Tim and say, hey, you know, how would our kids fare, you know, in Russia? However, Pastor Tim's storyline is leaving too, because he's going to Argentina, which is like, it's interesting to see how Paige is just relieved now.
He's going to be with a whole lot of Nazis.
Huh?
Pardon? A whole lot of Nazis.
Yeah.
Because that's where, you know, the Nazi scientists went after World War II.
Yeah.
To Argentina.
And I think I was reading somewhere as a side note where the place he's going, the missionary that he's actually going to be working with, was it actually happened in real life. And they later on were infiltrated because the Americans thought that they were infiltrated by the KGB. Uh-huh. So it was like a whole little, like, real life storyline going in there.
And also another fun fact. The finale episode happened on August 11th of 1984. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because that news, when Paige was watching the news,
yeah.
I looked that up. That was August 11th.
Oh, look at you. You're coming so far.
So we got a date on, you know, so like now we know where their timeline's at. Like we know, like, this is where they are in time. This is when this happens.
So Pastor Tim is leaving. He is going to Argentina, which Paige figures out, or I think they had mentioned it, or Elizabeth and Philip had mentioned it to Paige episodes ago, that, you know, they're going to try to figure out the situation to kind of take him out of the scenario so he's not as much of a threat to the family. Mm-hmm. So Paige kind of figures out that her parents were involved, or the KGB was involved in getting Pastor Tim to move on. So he's moving to Argentina, mm-hmm. and Paige seems kind of relieved,
yeah,
which is kind of weird.
Because it makes her job easier. She no longer has this, like, oh, man, like, what is Pastor Tim doing? What is he thinking? Like, it is giving her more free time for herself to kind of, like, fight with her mom and learn more about, you know, operations without having Pastor Tim on her back.
So do you think Paige is now growing up to become, because that's the whole intent. So you think she's ready to move on to become an agent?
She's KGB ready.
I don't know.
Just to move away to Russia, and I don't know. Maybe join the KGB in Russia? Maybe. Or work at a call center. That's the only, let's see, thing I see here. You know, like the American call center, like, hello, this is Best Western, but they're actually in Russia. You know when you call the customer service and they're not actually Americans, they're from some other place.
Right.
Yeah.
So I she's either going to become an agent or a call center.
Call center girl.
All right.
That's her future.
I noticed, too, we don't even see Matthew anymore. Like, Matthew's been out of the picture.
Great. I was tired of that tiny, not tiny, but crying, whining.
Yeah, but I would like to, because he lives with Stan sometimes, so I would like to see.
Anytime he was in a thing, it was just some, what's wrong? Oh my gosh, why don't you talk to me?
Oh, wow.
I didn't like him.
So, do you think, so the whole thing with Claudia, Philip, and Elizabeth. So do you think that she's on their side, or do you think there's something else brewing that Elizabeth and Philip don't know?
I think Claudia is, she's plotting a setup. I don't know exactly what she's doing, but I don't think Claudia likes them. I just never felt that Claudia had their back. Like you said earlier, they have too much information, right. So that may be a problem.
I don't think she likes their arrogance. Arrogance meaning that they've been in America for so long that they do things their way, but it's still effective and they get it done. It's not like, okay, we're going to do things our way and then they mess up. So I think to Claudia, that's almost like, okay, well, you guys think that you know everything, but you really don't. And that kind of rubs her the wrong way.
But then on the other hand, Elizabeth and Philip have been very loyal to the KGB.
Right.
So maybe on that tip, she's just like, okay, fine, you guys are done. You guys deserve to go back. Yeah. Like Gabriel deserved to go back. Maybe something
it
like
just
that.
It seems too easy for them because they're so young. Like Gabriel's old. Like it just feels like in his scenario, like he's probably put in so many years. Now he's what would you peg him at? Like 60, 70 years old in the show?
He's probably actually probably like 75. But I mean, since he's like an actor, he has to stay in shape and he probably gets Botox. So he probably looks better than he actually was supposed to look. But yeah, I say 75.
So say he's like 75, like he's not as much of a threat. Like, you know, if they want to get rid of him, they could, but he's not going to. Whereas Philip and Elizabeth are what, late 30s? They have 30 more years to go. Like, it seems like way more potential for something to go wrong.
Okay. Right.
So they seem way more of a threat to leave them alive.
Once you're in the KGB, you're always in the KGB.
Whereas if they do come back to Russia, I guess they wouldn't be as much of a threat because they're in Russia and, like, who are they going to talk to?
And, I mean, they're still going to probably have them working for the KGB.
Well, yeah, what else are they going
to do? I know.
What else are they trained to do?
They would still be working for him, just doing like smaller missions like Oleg is doing, going to superfood markets and saying like, how many bananas you got today? 10? I have here, you have 12. Let me see your boss. Maybe doing what Oleg's doing. How are you getting these
Which
tangerines?
I don't know if Elizabeth will be able to do that. Philip, maybe, but I don't know if Elizabeth, like, I don't think they thought this through as, like, they see, like, for instance, like I said, I've said a billion times I'm from Canada, right? And when I think of Canada, I think of, you know, all the great stuff, which is, you know, a lot of stuff that America doesn't have. But also there's a reason
why. What's the greatest thing that America doesn't have? Don't say maple syrup.
Healthcare, education.
That's both of those are free?
Yeah.
Like college too?
Essentially. It's not like nobody's coming out in debt like they are here.
All right, good point.
With all that stuff, I look at it like, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's such an amazing place. However, I know if I were to move back, it wouldn't be amazing anymore. It'll be like, yeah, those would be the great perks, but living there is not going to be, you know, what I imagined. So I think when they think of Russia, they think like, oh, like, you know, we're going to go back and
our homeland.
Right.
The grass is greener.
But
on
they
the
haven't
other side.
Been there for like 20 plus years or maybe but almost 20 plus years. So everything has changed. They don't really have a skill
it's
other
still
than
the
killing
Cold
people.
War too,
right.
So,
you know, their life of like luxury, like they have a house and all this other stuff. They might not have there space wise, like all these little things that they take for granted now is going to be totally different there. Like, look where Martha's living.
Right.
You know, so it's just, and I do, like, now that I think about it, if you even notice how they paint the picture, like, how the colors are when you see everything in Russia, it's like
it's
a little bit duller.
Darker. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like.
Colder. People are always doing this.
Right. So, like, you think about it, so they're in America, and yeah, they might have disdain, but they're living luxurious compared to, you know, Russia.
This is true.
So I don't know if they actually thought this through, which is why I think that the final scene when you have Elizabeth in the house and she's looking around, I think she's taking inventory and not necessarily where it's she's materialistic, but she's taking inventory on all the things that they've been able to afford in life.
Like, I'm going to have to throw away these jackets, girl? Like, no, not today. Because you can't go back balling because then people are going to be asking questions like, oh, why are you rich now? Why do you got all these clothes now? They're probably going to take half her wardrobe out. Give her some rags so she looks like a Russian. It's Cold War time. They have rags.
They have rags.
Rags.
Okay. So I think that's what she's like kind of taking stock in. And that's why I think Philip hasn't thought about. It's like, yeah, let's go back. But to go back and do what?
Peace. Go back and play racquetball, I'm sure.
They need to eat. They need to like...
Well, they'll be fed. I mean, when you're in the KGB, you're fed.
Yeah, they're taken care of. Yeah. But to what extent? Like, are they going to be taken care of like how Oleg's family's living? Or are they going to be taken care of like how Martha's living? Those are two different things.
Phil Oleg? I would say Oleg.
Yeah, you would say.
I'd say Oleg. Because they put in just as much work as Oleg.
Yeah, but Oleg is living well because of his family on top of being part of the government.
Okay, true.
So, like, their family, Elizabeth and Philip's family, is not in any part of the government.
Yeah, but Oleg is also under investigations all the time, too. So right. The KGB's kind of looking at Oleg like, what really is going on? Whereas Elizabeth and Philip would just be straight up giving all the information. You know what I mean? So maybe they'd give them a little bit more because they're so, you know, open with their info.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be quite an adjustment. I don't think Henry would like it whatsoever.
Maybe it'd be different for I actually think Henry would do better in Russia than Paige would. At first, Paige would be more down because she already knows.
Right.
It's not so much of a shock. But actually being there over a long period of time, I don't think Paige would handle it. And I think Henry, being as smart as he is, would figure something out.
Right. We'll figure something out to go back to America.
Or go to space. I don't know. Be an astronaut.
Just go to space.
Well, he's a smart kid. He knows math. The Russians are really into space during the Cold War.
That would be an interesting storyline.
Mm-hmm. Henry's just like, hey, forget the world, forget the Earth, I'm going to space.
You know they have to come back, though, right?
He doesn't know that.
All right, let's talk about Stan and, oh my gosh, Amador and Sophia. They're... new informant who decides to bring her fiance.
Sophia's slipping, man.
I don't think she knows what she's doing.
But come on, like you gonna have if a random white guy it's the 1980s,
right?
And you now have a random white guy and a random black guy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's still racism in the 1980s,
right?
Why are these guys so friendly, and why are both of them so willing to just give you $500 every month for you to tell them random info? Come on.
Yeah, but if you are in need, like she had some problem with dental problems and she has a son and stuff like that. If you're in need, then you almost look past that and it's like, well...
No, you don't. Not in the 1980s, especially.
Well, she drank the Kool-Aid. And now they have an apartment for her and she comes and sees them in the apartment. And now she's brought her fiancé to introduce them.
Yeah. That was a horrible idea. She should have just had two separate lives. Compartmentalized?
Yeah.
Can't say that. But yeah. And even Stan told her in the beginning of their, you know, relationship, this is kind of dangerous. Like, I'd be careful.
Right.
He gives her that warning. So why would you do that?
Well, I guess she feels like this is going to be my husband and, you know, I'm going to let him take the lead on this. And the husband takes the lead, or the fiance takes the lead, and he's like, you know, she's in a dangerous situation, so instead of 500, we'd like 700 in his broken English.
No, I get that. Shouts out to him. He's a businessman. I would have made the same move. I'm saying Sophia should have never told him that information. That's hot.
Told the fiance the information?
Never.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to.
Don't.
But she did.
But why?
Maybe they're in an intimate setting and they're just revealing skeletons in the closet and that was one of the skeletons.
No, look at Stan and Renee. They never reveal their skeletons.
Well, Stan is trained not to. Sophia's not trained not to.
They kind of train
her,
though.
So when you are intimate with a woman, doesn't she start revealing stuff that you just don't even care about? Like, why is she telling me this right now? Like,
This is true, but exactly. I'm pretty sure there's certain things that she won't ever reveal to me. That there's stuff in her closet that will just never come out.
It depends.
Like me, it on the other
on
hand.
It depends on how good you put it on her.
Like me, on the other hand, I'm an open book. You don't even have to be in an intimate like setting with me for me to just tell you something about me. Because I've never committed any crimes too crazy to make me incriminated.
Yeah, but it's not...
I've never done anything too dumb that I'm embarrassed about.
It's not the crime. It's more of the emotions and everything that goes along with it. So she... I don't think she sees it as a crime. She sees it as she's helping out. She realizes that it's dangerous, but she's not seeing, like, how dangerous it is until it actually happens, until somebody, like, tries to kill her or something. So she's in a situation, and she's there with her fiancé, and she's telling him everything because, probably, one, she feels comfortable with him because they're both from the same country. So there's, like, you know, that camaraderie there. So she feels like, I could tell him anything because this is going to be my husband.
She should have just at least waited, like, 2 years. Like, you haven't even gotten married yet, you know what I mean? You don't know if you're going to like this guy in 6 months.
Well, I think relationships lasted a little bit longer in the 80s. So.
Yeah, they did, but she doesn't know that, you know? That's a bad move. I didn't like it.
So, well, that's where we left off with them. So do you think that they're going to be in the next season? And then what type of role would that be?
Oh, they're both going to be informants now. Now they both have to help.
But he's no longer an athlete, though.
Yeah.
So what does he... I didn't get what he does as his day job. Or does he work in the same building she does? Is that where they met?
I have no idea.
I might have missed that caveat.
But now he's going to be helping. He's in it. If he's not actually with the KGB, which I don't think he is, unless their lie detector was wrong.
Yeah, so like you were saying, they gave him a lie detector test. He passed it with flying colors. Yeah.
What does that mean, pass with flying colors? Like who was the first person to say he passed with flying colors? You know what I mean? And not in this episode, but just in the world.
General,
like, what
I'm
actually
sure
happened?
There's a story behind that.
Pass with flying colors. Like, what was it? Like a tie-dye
Maybe they were flying the planes and they had the colors. And if one plane messed up, then the colors were not flying straight.
So you passed with flying colors? He passed with flying. Okay. All right. I think about random stuff like that all the time. Like, where do these sayings come up? You know what I mean? Yeah, just off topic. Like always. I'm always off topic.
Really?
You know this. I always go off topic on random tangents, but it's good.
That's what she said. So, what do you think? What are your predictions for next season?
Prediction for next season, first off, Philip is definitely going to see his son, Misha. I can't wait for that to happen. Gabriel's going to be in it some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see Gabriel come back because that was a smooth dude. I liked him. I liked his tempo. I liked his pace. I liked the philosophies that he just gives off in all of his conversations. Henry's going to run away. He's going to try and do something slick. Can't wait to see what Henry does. Paige is going to have a mental breakdown. She's not going to be able to handle
Russia.
Still,
you think so?
In Russia. When they go to Russia or when they attempt to go to Russia and they have Paige along, something bad is going to happen to Paige. Okay. If anybody dies, it's going to be Paige. Maybe Henry because the writers think he's too tall. But going
with
the storyline.
I was actually pegging Philip.
No, you can't kill off Philip.
Why not?
No, you can't. Because Philip is the American. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have the Americans without Philip.
Right, but it's the last season.
Yeah, but you can't kill off Philip. You can't kill off Elizabeth. Can't kill off Gabriel. You can kill off Paige. You can kill off Henry.
I feel
you can't kill Stan. You can't kill Stan.
I feel you can kill off Philip because he's throughout all the seasons. He is the one who wants to bail out of it, meaning that, like, you know, it's like I'm over it. And then finally, maybe they do get to go to Russia, but it's a setup, and he dies essentially trying to get his family to safety again because it was his idea to go to Russia.
You can't kill off Philip. You can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that.
What do you mean it's illegal?
You can't just kill off...
I mean, the likelihood of
he's
them...
He's like the good, bad guy.
Right,
you know?
But the likelihood of them actually having... Like, say they finish in season 6. The likelihood of them actually having a movie, I doubt it. The likelihood of
Wait
them,
a second. Why are we assuming that season 6 is going to be the last season?
I'm just saying. I think why I heard, are we, I'm, I yeah, think we I heard, heard that. It might mean 6 or 7.
But you know... No, it is supposed to be 6. Right. But, you know, networks do that all the time.
Yeah, but I don't think they have any more... Like, if they were going to go past season 6, what else would they do?
Who knows? Maybe have them go to Argentina.
But they're not going to be the Americans anymore.
Oh, they'd be the Argentinians.
So, there's a lot going on. I feel like with the finale, they left us with enough I like shows like that where they leave us with enough where we want to see the next episode, the next season, whereas some shows are like, oh, yeah, this is great. And now it's like, if you don't see the next season, you're good. So they left us with enough enough loose ends that you kind of want to see what happens.
I wish there was more action, though. I do. Here's the thing. I kind of don't want to see what happens because there wasn't any action.
So you almost want to get like a Cliff Notes version. It's like, oh, yeah, she died. He died. We're great.
Yeah, or like a fight, like Elizabeth and Philip throwing blows. Like, I'm going to wrestling. No, I'm not going to wrestling. And like throwing, like they have like a fist fight at the end. Like, we battled to see who goes to wrestling.
But in reality, that's probably not how it was.
What do you mean?
Like, as far as spies in America, like, that's not how it was. Like, the whole thing about being a really great spy is to avoid conflict and essentially spy on everything. And we didn't, I totally forgot to mention Kim, because Philip and Kim, who's, I think she turned 15 or 16, let her know that he was going to Japan. Mm-hmm. So there's another loose end already tied up, too, because she's no longer...
That black chick that Philip was rubbing on, he wanted those. He definitely wanted those. He was, you know what? He looked like a smooth brother, too.
She was underage.
He just reminded me of, like, a young Paul McCartney in that scene. I envision Paul McCartney rubbing her shoulders. What is of age in 1984 to a Russian? 14? I don't know.
He couldn't do it with Kim. I don't think they ever did it.
Really?
I don't think they ever did it. I think she was a year or two older than Paige.
I think.
You think they did it?
I think they did it. Come on, it's 1984. Well, final episode.
Yeah, but we saw Philip was struggling when the whole situation took place. Like, I don't think he actually. And he wasn't really feeling sleeping with other people either, like Deidre or whoever that
other chick. He held, like, Kimmy was in a special place. He actually liked her, like.
Yeah, he felt sorry for her.
Yeah, but he just seemed so peaceful around her. Just so, like the weights on his shoulder kind of went away whenever he was in her presence. Like, he didn't
seem... because she liked him, so she's trying to do stuff to please him.
Right.
And he felt sorry for her because there's no way a 15-year-old should be home that you can slip in a man once a week at any given hour. So he's looking at her like, okay, this, like almost like a daughter. Like, I don't think he slept with her.
I don't know. The way he was rubbing the black chick's shoulders, though, just the way he was doing it, it almost like he was playing piano keys. He was almost like Stevie Wonder on it, too. He was just doing this, like, the whole time. I don't know. It was cute. I liked it. Shouts out to Philip on that. I see you, Playboy. I mean, she was underage, but, I mean, you're Russian, and it's 1984. So what is underage, really, to you? I don't know. To now, like, I can't do that. It's horrible. Because it's 2017. But 1984, he's Russian.
What does that mean?
Russians were some dirty people. I mean, they do some... In 1984, they did the down... It's the Cold War, you know. They didn't know if they were going to get bombed. You know, the missile crisis was going on. He had Reagan cracking jokes on live television. August 11th.
Well, then...
what are your predictions?
I gave you my predictions. I think I definitely think that something's going to happen to Philip. Just because I want to see that. Paige,
you want Philip to die, don't you?
I think it'd be a good ending to the season. I feel like they worked so hard, and him and Elizabeth are now officially like a married couple. Like, they feel for each other. They are now, like, you know, engrossed in the family, and Elizabeth. Definitely, I think Philip loves Elizabeth more than Elizabeth loves him. And I think Elizabeth will finally realize, like, how much, like, he's in for the family, and it'll be too late.
Okay.
And, you know, amongst all of that, it's like we finally got back to the promised land, which is Russia, and, you know, they know too much.
On a side note, what's going to happen to Alexei?
He's staying.
Yeah, I know, but... And what's going to happen to him?
Well, he's staying to work for wherever he's working, and they're probably still going to spy on him.
I mean, he's staying because he doesn't want to go to jail in Russia. Right. So what's he going to do?
Work.
Well, I mean, I know he's going to work. Find a woman,
probably start a new life.
You think, Alexei?
Yeah, he's most likely going to find another woman. He can't do that by himself.
Because his storyline wasn't that bad.
No.
Just the way he trashed Russia every episode and just had all the
right, and
jokes.
Then his wife is cheating on him anyway.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a matter of time
honestly,
before she shows up
his
pregnant.
His wife and, what's his name?
Pasha.
Kind of riff-raff anyways. It wasn't that interesting. But Alexei was interesting. I liked to hear him talk and struggle in English and talk about how nice America was. I enjoyed that.
Maybe we'll see him next season with perfect English.
I like how you messed it up.
I know.
You say with perfect English.
my transferring over French. Maybe we'll see him there with a whole new family. But I don't think we're going to see him anymore.
You speak French?
Yeah, we take French up in the 10th grade.
Je m'appelle Emmanuel.
Oh, look at you. Oui, oui. Is that how you get the ladies?
In France, yeah. Hey, I went there. And I said, Je m'appelle Emmanuel. Oui, oui. Worked every time. Oh, they love an American, brother, with a deep voice. Like, oh, Americano. Yeah, you know, what's up? You got to talk like this, too. Like, hey, how you doing? Je m'appelle Emmanuel. Where you going tonight? What's cracking? They always thought I was a rapper, too. It was really racist. But I am a rapper. That's crazy. You know when the policeman asked me if I was Snoop Dogg? And then he had the nerve
in
to ask.
In France or here?
Yeah, no, in France.
Uh-huh.
Then he had the nerve to ask me if I had narcotics. And then he had the nerve to ask me for my backpack, in which I did actually have, like, narcotics in. But I had it inside of a peanut butter jar. And, like, I guess they don't know that you could put, you know, marijuana inside of peanut butter jars. And the dogs can't sniff it. So he didn't find it. It was in the peanut butter jar. Like, come on. I didn't have any bread. I didn't have any jelly. I just had a peanut butter jar in a game next to a Game Boy. No suspicion. And no, I'm not Snoop Dogg.
Well, folks, that is the end of The Americans.
Finale.
The finale, season 5. Shout out to Al, who couldn't be with us tonight. But I'm sure he's not watching. Where can they find you, young Camel Toe?
Ah, man. Instagram, Y-U-N-G, Camel Toe. Twitter, Dervit Spitz. Emmanuel Wright on Facebook. I got different social media handles because I'm a rapper and I'm never going to make it. So, yeah, I got to have different social media names so you'll never find me.
I would like to say it was a pleasure, but I don't even know. Really appreciate you guys for rocking with us. I saw all your tweets last week, so I'm so sorry that couldn't be here last week. I almost died, and I'm still alive, so that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can follow me on social media and find out that whole story. But other than that, you can find me on a lot of shows at AfterBuzz TV and TMZ. You can catch me on everything on social media at TK Trinidad. See you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.